Over the last few weeks, we asked you to submit questions about voting this election, and we've received plenty from you through our questionnaire at hereandnow.org, by email, social media, and by phone. Here to help us answer a few of them is Edward Foley. He's a professor and director of the Election Law Program at The Ohio State University's Moritz College of Law. Professor, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Yes. So our first question was submitted through Instagram, and it's a simple but very common one. How do I confirm I'm registered to vote?
If you have access to a computer with the internet, you should go to your local Board of Elections website, because many local election officials will let you verify this online. Some do not, and then you'd have to get their phone number and call in. But it's easier to do it online where that's available. Sort of a basic point in all of this is election law varies state to state, and sometimes even city to city, town to town. And so when I say something, I'll give you the kind of general rule or general practice, and it may not apply in every instance, but many places now you can do this online.
Yes. We've received a lot of questions about voting in Pennsylvania specifically, which is probably one of the most consequential states in this election. The state's Supreme Court ordered officials to throw out so-called naked ballots, those without a secrecy envelope, which is that second envelope over the first one. Those will not be counted. So we have a question from Steve Goldblack. He lives just outside of Philadelphia, and he left us a voicemail of his question. Let's listen.
I'm curious, if a ballot is thrown out, is the person who submitted the ballot notified so that they can come in person and vote?
This is a very good question, Professor. Do you have an answer for Stephen?
It is a good question. It's my understanding of Pennsylvania law, which is quite in flux at the moment because of all the controversies there, is that the state legislature has a bill pending that would allow for that kind of notification. Other states do that. It's a very good practice, but Pennsylvania would need to update its rules to make for that sort of notification, to bring their laws up to speed to what other states do. So I think that's one where you have to stay tuned on that particular issue for that particular state.
Sure. And this is an issue that's very concerning for people all over the country, because more people than ever are voting by mail. We have another question from Joni Lerman of Kentucky, who has a similar question about voting in Pennsylvania.
I have requested and received my absentee ballot, and there's a way of tracking it, I understand. And I wondered if there is a way of tracking absentee ballots for people in Pennsylvania.
Professor, are voters in Pennsylvania able to track the status of their absentee or mail-in ballots?
Well, yes and no. Pennsylvania does have a version of this, as do other states, but the last I saw through Twitter and social media was there were some glitches and problems with that, unfortunately. So part of it is that Pennsylvania is converting to what's sometimes called no-excuse vote by mail or no-excuse absentee voting, where anybody can choose that method of voting if they want to for whatever reason. And this was going to be the first year that Pennsylvania was going to do that, even before the pandemic hit. And so it was going to be a challenge to roll out this new system. And it's obviously an even greater challenge with the pandemic. And of course, as you say, it's a battleground state. So I think the answer is yes, this tracking process exists, but it may be a little bit glitchy, unfortunately.
Stacey Haynes from Wisconsin emailed her question, which reads, in the mail this week, I got an application for an absentee ballot with a picture of the president and the words, President Trump wants you to return this form. I didn't request the application. It's addressed to someone who used to live here or current resident. I'm confused. He says voting by mail isn't safe, so why did he send me an application to vote by mail? Oh, this is a really interesting one.
And it's complicated, unfortunately. I think the best way to think about this is to say not everything that happens in the voting process is the way it should happen. And I also think non-governmental entities can encourage people to vote and to vote absentee and to try to have their flyers look like official business. Again, this also varies state to state. So the way in which I would handle this is to ask, Did anything happen here that would undermine the integrity of the election, that would compromise the ability of the system to do it properly? And I think the answer to that, based on what I hear, is no. I mean, you might wish it hadn't occurred this way. You might wish pictures shouldn't be on particular flyers. You might be confused about what kind of mailing that I've got. But if you're the voter, ask yourself, you know, have I figured out my method of voting? Every voter should have a plan to how they're going to vote and not be distracted by sideshows. So if you know you're going to vote in person, you know, don't worry about collateral stuff that might come in the mail that doesn't really undermine your vote. If you want to vote by mail and you see a piece of paper that's not, you're not sure if it's a legitimate piece of paper on, then you might say, well, let me take a real close look at this. If it's a ballot application, again, it's not your actual ballot, you're going to have to take two steps to the process. One is send in an application to request your ballot and then get your ballot back. Anybody who wants to vote by mail should be either have already applied for a ballot already or being very proactive at this point, because time is of the essence given the Postal Service and whatnot. And so trusted sources is key. You know, find out from your local board what's the proper way to apply and cast an absentee ballot. Don't trust just any old flyer that shows up.
Right, because we receive so many flyers, so many mailers during this time of year anyway. It's sometimes hard to differentiate what is actually a credible mailer and what is junk mail, for lack of a better word.
No, that's absolutely true. And unfortunately, there are, and this happens every year or every presidential cycle, there are more shady groups out there that try to do disinformation and confuse voters, unfortunately. And so voters have to be alert. And along those lines, it's easy, unfortunately, to be tripped up, especially if you're not used to voting by mail and you've always voted in person. So get a quiet zone for yourself. Just take the time to read the instructions carefully. If you don't understand the instructions, have somebody else kind of help process what is it that's expected of me. If you take the time to do it slowly, you're much more likely to do it successfully.
I have just a few more short questions for you. Most states, or many states, do offer supplementary booklets that tell you what proposals are on the ballot and what local election details are on the ballot. But one listener wants to be informed on the issues before heading to the poll and asks on Instagram, where can I find a list of amendment proposals for my state?
Yeah, the League of Women Voters usually does a really good job with that. I would put them in the category of trusted information, particularly on that kind of voter information. Usually the Secretary of State's office and website will have that information because they have to approve the language for ballot measures like that. Sometimes local newspapers will have a section of their website devoted to election-related information. But the League of Women Voters is generally very reliable on something like that.
And the last question that really a lot of people have, someone asks, I hear so often from other people, does my vote really count? Does it?
Yes, it absolutely does. And there are these very sad circumstances where a particular voter will make a mistake, or the post office will make a mistake. And you want to have zero mistakes or problems like that, but it's a human process, so you can't guarantee 100% perfection. On the other hand, democracy is a collective enterprise. We're doing this for each other, not just for ourselves as individuals. So understood from that collective perspective, yes, our votes completely matter because we do this as a group, and it's our group determination is what determines who holds office in our behalf, on our name. And so, yes, it absolutely matters.
Edward Foley is a professor and director of the Election Law Program at The Ohio State University's Mordes College of Law. Thank you so much for answering our questions today.
Thank you so much for having me.